Welcome, citizens.
I'm Allie Grauer.
And I'm Drew Murzieski.
And this is Warda.
Previously, in Winds of Change. Trying to keep themselves entertained while poor Sandir is on bed rest, Kalaith and Griff got a little bit drunk, had an awkward conversation, and one of them punched the other one in the face. Griff went upstairs to sleep off his hangover and busted nose, but Kalaith had a taste for adventure, and determined to explore the town instead of resting quietly indoors. Besides, Kalaith considers herself a grown Nayadi woman now. She shouldn't be kept locked away from the delights this rural country ward has to offer. This is Winds of Change, Chapter 10.
Okay, so Griff, you go to the store.
Yes!
Wait. You're gonna go around the town, what do you wanna do?
I don't wanna do anything. I just wanna get out of here. It's so rural. I wanna go find some chocolates or sweets or something delicious.
Okay. I'm gonna say I want you to roll a whatever your main thing you wanna do today. It could be This is your first day on your own, basically. Probably in your whole life. You've had tutors, you've had chaperones, you've had your brothers, you've had your father. You're always surrounded by someone. And so today is the first day you get to do whatever you want, wherever you want, with no supervision.
Also, I have no money.
You have no money.
And I'm wearing a curtain.
You're basically wearing a curtain, yes.
It'd be useful.
So, out of your skills, I will say, let's roll one, that you basically want to base all of your decisions on basically that skill.
I agree.
And so, if you get into anything for the day, that's the skill you're basically going to use. And we're just going to do it for this one day and see how this day goes for you.
Okay, so you want me to pick one of my skills?
Yes.
Okay, then I want to pick my investigate skill.
Investigate, okay.
Yep, I want to taste everything, try everything, meet all the people, kiss all the boys, and do all the dancing.
Okay.
So I have plus two. Plus three. Minus one. Oh, it's not good. It's plus one.
Plus one, mm-hmm. Okay. Is that added to your
yes.
your investigate.
Yes.
If you want to, I will give you you have one free use of cultural neutrality.
I think that could be useful to me in this scenario, as people might be interested in me as a Nayadi and want to actually like give me a chocolate or something, you know, that's not a Nayadi kind of fare.
Perfect. Do you want to re-roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
So is it re-roll or plus two?
I'll just do plus two. So
plus two.
Plus three altogether.
Okay. So we'll take that. So plus three.
Mm-hmm. I could do some convincing too, like I'm a Nayadi, I've never tried this, I
yeah.
could just taste it.
A lot of investigation.
A lot of investigation.
For the whole day.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is a fair just outside the town.
Yeah. Okay.
It's basically like a harvest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean it's what season are we? We're in spring.
Fertility festival.
Yeah, we're in one of the springs.
Oh.
So it's one of the, like, it's a flower festival.
It's a perfect place for me right now.
And it's not in the town itself,
mm-hmm.
but that's why there's basically nobody in the streets, because they've all gone down to the festival. And so, I'm going to say you can, with a plus three, I'm going to roll three different times for three things. And basically, you need to choose what those three things, three big events you did during the day at this festival on your own. Okay, so you beat the out of this day. Like this, you
best
have
day of my life.
You have the best. You have Rapunzel from Tangled, best day ever.
That scene where she's I'll tell you later, but that yeah, that's.
So what three events do you want to happen today? That and you basically. You ace all three of those.
Mm-hmm.
You get stuff from these.
Okay.
I'm probably going to give you three different aspects that you accumulated over the day. They're temporary, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give you any free uses of them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one. I'll give you free use of one.
Okay.
But the rest you'll have to pay for. But you'll have three aspects that you can use.
Okay. The first thing
mm-hmm.
she does is get a sweet tattoo.
Okay.
At the fair.
Well, there is
dead man.
There is a goblin who sets up there at the fair. The fair is beautiful. There's garlands
mm-hmm.
and flowers. You find out talking to people that this is between here and the other town is in a whole field of flowers, and they grow wild and spontaneous
mm-hmm.
out here. And people come from all over to see the flowers and to celebrate. It's the sign of true spring. So it's the true spring festival.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's spring happens like four times a year in this world. And this is the true spring. So because the weather guild regulates the weather, spring happens all the time. But right now is when spring would usually be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a with a why it's true spring.
True spring.
And why the field is full of flowers. And there are merchants from all over the Groveberry Hills. It's from all on the outside here. So
mm-hmm.
there's maybe like four towns, and they all congregate here. Which means there are games,
mm-hmm.
there's food, there's shops, there's people have brought everything they've made over the year. To the True Spring Festival. There's a goblin who is doing tattoos. There's like three of them. There's the three goblin brothers. We'll call them the... Tyron brothers. And they do tattoos. If you want, you can get a soul brand from them. So like, people are coming up and being like, I have contracted this person for this, and he's getting a soul brand tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're doing the contracts. There's also one that's just doing regular tattoos. Where do you get it, and what do you want? I mean, are you still in your gossamer?
Yeah, I'm still wearing a curtain. All right.
For sure. You're walking through, and like everyone's kind of
what is this one?
Mm-hmm. Like watching you go.
I'm a dead man.
All the men, some of the women, are very much like watching you go through.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of humans, isn't it?
There's a couple of goblins, a couple of fairies, a few
brownies.
There's no high fae out here.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's like, do you see the Nyati woman that walked out of the water, basically? And they're calling you Lady of the River. Because basically you came down the town, came to the river, and then walked out that way. So we'll say they're like calling you Lady of the River. Or Lady Rivers. Unless you want to give people your real name, what do you decide?
I don't think I give them my real name. I think somebody calls me Lady of the River, and I just latch on to that.
Okay, so you're going with Lady of the River. But yeah, you can get a tattoo from him. Where do you want it, and what is it?
I like it to be from the back of my angel bone,
mm-hmm.
slash whatever this is really called, down my body,
mm-hmm.
all the way to my ankle.
And what is it?
I think it should be some ancient house serene words, perhaps.
Okay.
Like a manifesto. But
okay.
Something that like makes her feel very like brave and empowered, and it's like
mm-hmm.
really painful, but she like takes it, and then she's like super like cool,
okay.
cool out. Just
you,
stronger mentally.
Okay, so you get the house serene words, and you get it in high fae.
I don't imagine it's a script that I've been seeing anywhere.
No,
else.
It's
yeah.
It's high fae. Basically, you tell him, I would like it in high... let's actually call it, high Selene.
Okay.
Which is basically the language of the Seelie. So it's in high Selene. And it's a beautifully flowery, elegant script. It looks like vine work.
Yes, that's exactly what I
meant. And basically, what they do is they draw the line, and that's the word.
Mm-hmm.
And then what comes off of the line are the letters in that word.
That's really cool.
And it goes all the way down, and he
yep.
does a big one.
Okay.
And does all of that for you. And you get that. He asks for payment, and what do you say to him for it?
I say to him, this artwork is payment enough. Perhaps I could offer you a payment in a different form. My eternal friendship.
And he looks at you and goes, you're Kalathan. How serene, aren't you?
God damn it.
Because he it's obvious.
Say,
it's so obvious.
I say, I am, but can that just be between us? In fact, perhaps I could use like one of my stunts or something.
No. You won this encounter.
Okay.
And he goes, it's just between us.
I kiss him on the cheek. But kind of like here. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like how you do
just
it.
Just close enough to the mouth?
Yeah, just close enough.
So that's one, and you now have that house serene tattoo.
That's awesome. My dad's gonna hate it.
If he ever shows up again.
I know.
I'm going to hate it.
That
castle. Okay. What do I do next?
What do you want to do next?
I know what I want my third thing to be. Next, I want to engage in some sort of sport.
Okay.
But be surprisingly good at it. Like archery.
Okay.
That's a sport thing.
That's a thing you do with muscles.
Yes. Archery is a very human thing.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what she does. She's like, before she was a tattoo artist, she's like, listen, I want to do a sport. Any sport will do.
Mm-hmm.
Where should I go?
They tell you that there's an archery contest today.
Cool.
And so you go and investigate the archery tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And you go about it, and you don't win. You don't win it, but you enter it, and everyone comes to watch you because Lady Rivers is this high Naiadi Fae is out with a bow, and you're surprisingly good at it. And you win something. What do you want to win?
Money.
Okay, money.
Oh my god.
Problem solving by killing.
I'm gonna say you get this. You get like third place in it. So
it's not bad, huh, girl?
So
you proud of
you
me?
You get a map, and they give you a dress, like a peasant, a very it's a pretty dress.
All right.
Yeah, but it's not high fashion or anything like that. It's a country dress.
Do I get to make a speech?
So they're like presenting it to you, and you lean over and say, "Can I make a speech?" And they're like, "Sure."
Third place speech.
I say. I want to thank everybody for letting someone like me enter such an athletic event. And I'm so proud to have won this hideous garb that I will wear it now in solidarity with all of you lowborn humans.
Oh my god.
there's like a smattering of like applause as people look around. The lady who like gave you the dress goes, she's like kind of broken.
Oh no! I think you all misunderstood me. I like the gown, or else I wouldn't wear it at all.
And everyone starts clapping again.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a country dress,
mm-hmm.
and they.
But I think I change right there.
Oh.
Like I just take the curtain off and put the dress on. And
okay, everyone's like. Yeah, it's like woo!
They had a culture. But Allie's like, no, it's not. Thirdly. I would like to enter and win the Queen of the Fair contest.
Okay.
As voted upon.
So what happens is...
All the people I've insulted.
What happens is you spend the rest of the day...
Griffin, this was your choice. You slept.
You spend the rest of the day at the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And you have drinks with the men, and you have food, and you do dancing, and you...
I hang out with children.
You hang out with children, and you do all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the most exciting thing that's happened at the fair in living memory. And so at the end, they crown you Queen of the Flowers. They give you a flower crown, and they have a dais in the middle of, like, where all the wildflowers are. And everyone comes around, very careful not to, like, trample the flowers, but they have, like, rows where they come and they stand, and they present you with it, and they thank you for coming, for deeming the fair worthy of the High Fae to come and see. And they give you the flower crown, and they say that it's your title for the rest of the year.
Is happening? Can I have finally found her?
Yes. Yeah. So you wake up, and there's no one in town, and you find your way to the fair. And just as you get to the fair, this is what's happening, and they're like crowning her.
You probably hear everyone talking about.
You walk in, and everyone's like, "Did you see the Niyati who's here? Lady River's there calling her. Came out of the water, wearing nothing but the crest of a wave."
I imagine I mutter something under my breath. Well, she could have been wearing the crest of a wave, but she didn't wanna. Oh, I'm so agitated. So I'm watching the end of this ceremony.
Mm-hmm. You're watching the end of it, and she's crowned. And they do give you a gold dare. Which is a lot of money for that.
Yeah.
Like, you bathe in gold dares at home. Like, that's...
Yeah, but I mean, we're far away from home.
Yeah. So you've made a dare and a map today.
Do I see Griffin?
They also give you a bow.
Oh, that's cool.
No arrows, but they do give you a bow.
That's cool.
It's a simple bow, but they give you. And that's your day. That's your day at the fair. Because basically this happens at sunset.
Yeah. The best day ever.
And then they light the lanterns, and they pick a particular type of flower, and the flower that's on, like, the streamers. And it's a bioluminescent flower. And so, as night comes, they open up and there's light.
Oh, beautiful.
And so there's lights everywhere, and dancing is happening, and people are still eating, and it's gonna... And that's what you come into.
I go immediately up to you. And I'm frustrated, so I pretty much grab your wrist. And I'm like, "We're leaving right now!"
I'm like, "Hold on, Griff."
No, stop. Stop.
Why are you yelling at me?
You don't know
humans. This man
humans.
Is yelling at me.
Stop yelling at me.
Do
I
you like
make
me?
A scene.
I could whisper aggressively.
Like, come over here by the screen. We're talking with all these people. I don't think they get the wrong impression. I'm their queen now.
You don't know humans, like, at all.
I love humans. Today was the best day of my... Look how much money.
Great.
Life.
Now
look
wait till
the
guards show up in about an hour looking for you.
Look at the money I made us.
You should drop it. It's gonna... You're leaving a trail.
No, I...
We could leave right now and Sandir would find us in maybe 3 hours.
You know what? I think I might just stay here. I'm queen all year. These people are wonderful. They're simple, Griff.
They're,
I like them.
They're opportunistic.
They don't seem really that opportunistic.
Are you the leading authority on humans, or is the human?
Okay, hold up. Did you see my sweet new tattoo? I show my tattoo.
Please,
how cute is this peasant dress?
Please tell me that isn't words from your house.
Oh, it is, and it's permanent. It's there forever.
And was it a goblin? Was it a goblin that put it on there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would say we have 45 minutes before... Every bounty hunter within 3 sections is here. And, let's talk about all the authorities as well. We need to leave. We can't go back for Sandir anymore.
We're going back for Sandir.
We can't!
That's ridiculous. I will not leave here without him.
There are people trying to kill you.
Who? These people love me!
Do you remember the fact that we're being chased?
Of course I remember that fact, but I think I could pull off looking like a human woman.
I don't!
Do you see this outfit?
If I put Naiadi clothes on, would I be a convincing Naiadi?
No, but you have that hideous black eye. Now let me show you how to act like a human. I can do the accent perfectly. Oi, Griff! It's me! Megan! The human girl! Don't you think I'm quite good at that? I think we could blend up.
This is all I've ever wanted.
And more.
And more.
I will bet you this gold there that I can go up to that man right there and convince him that I'm a human.
I'm not gonna split the party. I'm not gonna split the party.
No, you know Avery left.
I'm really stubborn. I'm sorry.
No, that's great. It's you know what? Actually, I'm gonna give you
all the pennies.
You're not here.
Gotta be stubborn. Gotta, you know what?
You play
it's
that
what
to
my,
the hill.
That's it's what my character wants. She's petulant. All right, I'll make you a deal. I won't give you this dare, first of all. Secondly, we can leave tonight, but we're taking Sandir with us.
If we move Sandir early, he's not going to heal correctly. He's going to be useless to us. If he finds us later, he could be helpful.
Do you really think he could find us later, though? That's the thing.
Do you know how quickly I found you?
Yeah, but you're, like, really smart. Sandir's kind of, like, all brawn. No
Sandir way. Found you! I hate this
I love
song!
This song.
Sandir.
Oh, I'm getting pulled into dance! I pull Griff into dance.
Nay!
No,
right? I am letting
you're going.
Go!
You have to do what I tell you, and you're dancing with me.
I'm sorry! I have to do!
You have to! I didn't call you the S word, but you have to do what I tell you!
You're implying the S word right now!
Now dance with me! I start dancing.
I am responsible for you right now!
Okay,
it's worth having this conversation while you're dancing.
Yes.
I mean, she's making a mess of it, but.
Do you even know what responsibility is?
No, I don't, Griff.
Clearly!
You're the one who let me get this huge tattoo.
I was sleeping because you punched me in the nose!
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I did do that. That was awful.
And I drank your poisonous cocktail of inebriation!
Also fair! Also fair. Fine.
I start surveying the crowd for authorities, cut purses, and bounty hunters.
Big roll. I'll make it a notice. If you're looking for that particular thing, make it a notice.
Trying to see if I'm gonna use a point here. Because I'm the weather thief.
Okay.
I'm a thief. I know my like.
Yay.
I'm going to reroll with my invocation. That's much better. Plus 3?
Okay. There are a couple of authorities, standing around. There's what looks like constables.
Local constables?
Local constables.
Right.
Not wardens, local constabulary. So it's like guys that look like they've been basically deputized for the fair to make sure everything's
okay. It's Dogberry's crew.
Yeah, it's basically Dogberry's crew.
Ah.
You see those guys. You definitely catch it. There's a couple
it's
of cut
purses
out there. But they're like mostly like urchin kids. There's swindlers, stuff like that. But no bounty hunters.
Yet.
Well, right.
Yet.
Fine. Just one dance where you actually act like you want to be here, and then I'll go with you.
Fine. I can't leave, so fine.
Let's dance.
All right. Yeah, it's perfect.
I rip it.
Yeah!
He loves it.
I did love it.
Yeah, so you like rip her sleeve as you're dancing around.
Okay.
And she like puts it off here, like as she's like twirling around, she puts it off there, and you like, you have like hot air like blow off the back of your neck.
At one point, while we're separated, I reach down and grab a little bit of mud that's getting torn up.
Yeah.
It's smeared on her face.
And she like turns around and you're like it's like right down the middle of her face.
I take the gold there.
Like you're like dancing around and there's just like this little boy who's like basically trying to steal stuff and drop it right. He's like, Spinning around each other. And the song basically comes to an end, and everyone's like, yay!
Except
clapping.
For all, I think I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? I look hideous! How could you?
Like, you guys are like basically just staring and like yelling at each other, and everyone kind of backs away. Stuff like that. So what do you guys want to do?
Leave!
Alright.
Fine.
And you guys storm back to the inn.
I was going to go back to the inn. It's fine, fine. We'll do what she
says. Or where do you want to go? Where do you guys want to go?
Rick, this is your carnival now. Where do you want to go? I was fine.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're the queen of the fair!
I know! That's what I was trying to tell you. So are we getting Sandir or are we leaving him?
That's the decision. Let's say you guys are right on the outskirts. Like, if this is the movie of it. You guys are... The light of the fair is still on you, but you're just outside of it. The music is...
See, here's the thing, Griff. I understand why you want to go, but there has been no evidence here today to support that anybody's after me, anybody's looking for me. I think we have time.
We're just not here yet. I think we can go back to the inn, we can try and make it to the morning, and we leave at first light with Sandir. The only reason is because he owes me for saving his life.
Okay, that's fair. I can get behind that. But first of all, I want you to admit one thing.
What do I need to admit?
The mud and the short dress really work on me, don't you think? It looks even better than it did before.
If I were not... Well, maybe in some cases, if I... Even though I am extremely angry with you right now, I would take you in a manly fashion.
Oops. Oh no, I want to spawn and I can't, I'm not married.
Well, there's nothing stopping you.
I mean,
but
you can.
I can, but I'm...
Good
night! I just go to the room. The sand here, it's in there.
And then I think Griff has a moment of like, it worked.
Yeah.
All I had to do was tell her I wanted her and she left. It's perfect.
I figured it out.
Okay. So you both go to sleep that night.
What do you do? I jerry-rig the windows and the doors.
Okay.
They are like special griffing of the doors and the windows so they cannot be broken into.
Okay. All right. You go into your room, Sandir's. He's awake, but still pretty sedated. So he just kind of like, kind of rolls over and goes,
"Oh, hello. How are you?"
"I had a really good day, Sandir. But now I'm really confused. So let's just go to bed. Then I climb in with him in the same bed."
He, like, cuddles up with you. And
I don't think I've slept in a bed with him before.
No.
Yeah.
This is never...
Because I slept with Ingrid's bed.
He's still pretty sedated.
Like,
this
he's
is
like,
not, like, sexual. This
no.
is, like, I'm exhausted. Let's see
he's
how
like,
this is.
Okay, sure.
You're his Nayadi human peasant teddy bear.
I slept in Griff's bed.
What?
Because last night I slept in Griff's bed.
Yeah, and I was on the floor downstairs.
Yep.
So yeah, you get into your room and it's...
And just to clarify, I did their windows and doors also.
So like, you guys are laying in bed and in comes Griff, who like goes over to the window, does stuff, and then leaves.
I don't even say anything to him.
Alright. So, you guys wake up the next morning. Nothing has happened. Everything is fine. So we'll go to Kalaith first. Kalaith, you wake up. You and Sandir have cuddled all night. He
wasn't as hot as you think, though.
Oh.
It was practical.
It's very practical. But you wake up and he's awake as well. He's actually like up.
Oh, good.
Like standing. Like he's moving rather slowly, but he's like there. You wake up and you roll over and he's like in warrior's pose. He's like stretching. It's very, very slow, but
yeah.
He's...
I think the first thing I ask is, how are you? Or can we leave today? Are you in good health to leave today? Yes.
We can go. I think we can go. We will do whatever you need to do.
Okay, because Griff is pretty insistent that we leave today. He's worried about the authorities finding us.
Is that a concern?
Apparently, I don't really get it myself, but I told him that we would go if he danced with me at this fair. Oh, I won a queen! I became a queen yesterday,
I won
by
a
the
queen,
way.
She says.
You won? Won the queen?
Yeah, I am the queen.
You
went
to a human?
Flower queen. Yeah, I wish you would have been there, but you weren't. So, I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Show me your tattoo.
You can back out of this relationship. And so then I think I'm like, okay, so if you're feeling better, get dressed, let's get some food in you, and let's hit the road. I'll let Griffin know the road.
Sure.
He, like, slowly, he's, like, still holding his side. He's, like, he's just walking very slowly.
We'll take it slow.
Good. I will go down. You go and get Griff.
Griff, you wake up in the morning.
I immediately check the windows to see if they've been tampered with.
Nope, nothing been tampered with.
Great. I gather my things.
Okay.
I make the bed.
Okay.
Make the bed?
They've been very kind to us.
Right.
So, like, you actually open the door on Griff making the bed. Okay. There's like sun streaming through the place. It's relatively early. So like the sun has been up. It's not like daybreak. It's probably like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. Owen is at the bar downstairs. He's like just putting the finishing touches on like a breakfast. He's like moving the bowl to make sure that it's perfect. Everything. And he, like, sees you guys at the top of the stairs, and he goes, oh, you're leaving. I see. Oh. Well, it's been a pleasure. Mother and I will have to come and take you up on that offer.
Absolutely.
Eventually.
That would be fantastic. Whenever...
I don't think I caught your name.
Oh, I thought I told it to you.
I don't remember if you did or not.
My name is Gist.
Gist.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good. You got this guy wrapped in your pocket, so he's gonna believe anything you say.
Sendir, how are you?
He's like standing next to me, he's like,
friend Griff.
All right.
I am well enough.
Well enough to what?
He like hits you and goes, oh.
Right, so we need a cart, is what you're saying.
No, I can walk.
How fast can you walk?
Not very fast.
Because we're gonna need to move quickly.
Are we in danger here?
I would like to think danger is imminent.
He keeps saying that. I don't think he even knows what that word means.
Well, our friend Griff here. Oh.
Sender, you know about humans, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what are we?
Well, you're like us, but... different.
I'd like you to get mean, please. Like, I want your true thoughts on humans.
Your pets.
Right. That wasn't what I was looking for. Continue.
I don't even exactly agree with that. I spent all day with them yesterday.
Too many, Faye. You're not real people.
Right, okay, yep, keep going.
We, Faye, are real people, but we do not treat humans as such. It is as though Fae are like cats, real cats. Humans are like stuffed cats, toy cats, like a cat, but not a real cat.
All right, so I'm going to learn to phrase my questions a little better next time. It's great, because
I don't get it. I don't get the cat thing.
Metaphorist.
Can we walk and talk?
Yes, sure.
Let's say this. So, would you consider us on the run right now?
I would consider us walking rather slowly down the road.
This is going to be an uphill battle. Are we being chased?
Are we? I haven't been awake for the past 2 days, so I don't know what's happening.
Do you remember what happened on the beach?
Yes, we were chased off the beach, and we're...
Yes, I remember what happened on the beach. I remember breaking my ribs, and us fleeing, and then not much after that.
So, your broken ribs punctured your lung.
Oh.
You were going to die. You were.
All right.
And we managed to do some bartering to get a mab so we could get a healer to heal you. So you're in the condition you're in now.
I appreciate that.
We have maintained in the same place for 2 days. And Kuleith, being the bright beacon that she is, loves to let everyone know exactly where she is. And all of those people who came to kill her before now know exactly where she is.
So, it's a bit dire.
It's extremely dire.
All right, then. All right.
So, we need to move quickly. Do we need a cart?
Probably.
Can you get us a cart?
I can get us a cart. Owen?
Yes?
Do you have any family carts that we could use?
We do. We need it. It's our family cart. We have a horse.
Oh, is it your only one?
Only the one.
Oh, that's so unfortunate. I feel so bad now.
That we're not.
How
taking
much
from,
are they?
Horses are usually 5-6 mabs.
We have 2 mabs.
We
just need the cart, right?
What's going to pull it?
They have done enough for us. We'll find something somewhere else.
Okay, you're right.
You may be able to find someone to, there may be a cart leaving from the town over.
Let's go outside. Let's just start walking in the way they least expect us to be walking.
Can't we just steal a cart?
I was gonna suggest that when we were out of earshot.
Owen doesn't care, he's basically part of the family.
I'm what?
You heard me, Owen, you're part of the family.
You're a stuffed cat, Owen!
Oh my god, that's so rude, Griff, why would you say that to Owen?
Better a stuffed cat on a mantel place than a stuffed cat in a corner.
Oh, weird, but yes.
Enjoy scrubbing my blood out of the floor.
Goodbye, Owen, we'll never forget you. I think your mom's calling.
Oh jeez, we leave. I hear her voice, we leave.
Yes, oh, there she is.
Are they gone yet? No, mother, they're... Lady, it's been a pleasure.
The pleasure is all mine.
No, you probably should go.
We were gone.
We
okay.
Really should go.
Goodbye.
Okay, so you guys step outside. Like I said, it's 8-9 in the morning, so people are up. It's the day after a festival, so it's kind of quiet. What do you guys do? You're standing in the... You're basically in the town square off of the inn. Sandir is standing there. He's got his Daenor jacket on. And he's got his staff, and you guys are just standing out there. What are you guys going to do?
I think we should start walking toward the next town with carts aplenty.
Wouldn't it make sense if we walk to the next town? That's the problem at this point. Is that we need to do something unexpected.
Okay.
Because...
You know what? I'm up for whatever. You take the reins on this one, Greg. What's unexpected? Tattoos?
Tattoos are unexpected. Have you seen the tattoo yet?
You have a tattoo?
Dude, it's amazing. I, like, drop my dress to show him the tattoo. Then I pull it back up.
It's, it's very, very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so the goblin out in Human Town put the words from House Serene. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a lovely idea.
Thank you so much, dear. Why
are
you my favorite?
All right.
Super happy.
I'm going. You go. You two start walking that way, and which is south.
All right, we'll head south then.
And I'm going to go see the horse.
Okay then.
Okay. All right.
So, you guys begin to walk south. Just outside of the town is its rolling fields. There is a town to the west. So basically you guys were headed west. There's another town west. You can head south, and that'll start taking you, well, it'll be about a day to get into Lonwich Falls is the next neighborhood next to this one.
We're just heading south, like, for a moment so that you can steal the horse. We're not splitting up, right?
Yeah. But you guys are in the fifth ward right now. That's basically where you guys are.
Oh, and I'm absolutely, like, I'm not even necessarily being, like, super inconspicuous about this. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, jumping in, taking the horse, hopping the fence, and leaving.
Okay. Alright then. So, where do you go for the horse?
The closest one I can find.
All right. The closest one you can possibly find is there's just outside of the town. There is a farm.
Okay, I'm running to this farm.
Okay. I'm going to say it's going to take you like a couple of minutes to run to the farm.
It's fine.
In the meantime, you, Kalith, you and Sandir are moving south. So you and Sandir are walking down the path.
Mm-hmm.
And he's asking you about what you did.
I'm telling you everything. It's all very exciting.
That's very good. I'm glad you could experience all that.
Yeah.
Now, when we get to proper civilization, are we going to your family now?
Are we going to my family? To do what?
To go home. Or are you going with me? What is the plan?
I don't know. I thought you knew the plan.
My plan is to protect you.
Same to you. Let's think about it. Let's think about it. Let's talk about it. Let's see. Let's head that way. See how we feel when we get there. I'm a woman driven by my impulse.
And I like that.
I don't particularly trust my family, to be quite honest. And I would not just, like, walk right into their, you know, clutches.
Well, who can we trust?
Igly? We can trust Igly.
We can trust Igly, certainly, but are we to be on the run for the rest of our existence?
No! No! Fine, we'll make up a plan.
We'll find something. I'm not worried.
There is something I do want.
What do you want?
I would love to be the Lady of House Serene.
Ah. Alright then.
There's never been a female head of House.
That is true.
None of us know who our mothers are.
Do you not? I've heard rumors.
I don't know. It's fascinating. None of us do. Mm-hmm. All different mothers. No one knows who she is.
Fascinating.
It's very fascinating. But I was thinking, you know, if you could help me with this goal, if we could achieve this goal, I'm sure I could find a place for you at my table in some way, shape, or form.
At your side, perhaps?
Where do you hang? The left or the right? Okay. And that's where you'll sit.
Very well, then.
You go roll burglary.
I'm going to invoke the fact that I'm a thief.
Okay.
To add to this, +5.
Oh my gosh, okay.
You're so good at stealing.
You stayed in this farm. They have two horses.
Thank you.
Out on the front. That's what that +5 is got.
Yeah.
Is that there's two horses. And you... How do you do it? How do you just take... So you rush in, jump on them, and go. Okay, so you just take them bareback, basically. Okay. And so you, like, lead them out and, like, race down. Let's see if the farmer finds you.
Wait, am I taking both the horses?
I thought that was the point. You want to take both?
Oh. I didn't want to leave them with nothing.
Okay.
So I want to take one horse.
Just one horse. Okay.
You're such a tender heart.
We just need to put Sindir on a horse.
Yeah. He does not.
The only thing is, horses walk way faster than humanoids can walk.
I'll take both the horses.
So if you're gonna do that, just know that, like, Sandir's gonna be over there while you guys are jogging behind him.
We'll take both the horses.
Okay, so you take both horses, they don't notice anything. You can pull up the horses a little while later.
Get on.
Now, interesting thing about Fae is they don't ride horses. Like, equestrianism is not something they do. If you are going to ride something, it's usually like a hover cart or something like that. Wheels and riding animals is a very human thing. And so you and Sandir's like...
You want us to ride that?
Yes!
What is that?
It's a horse!
What is that? It's so big!
Is it...
Muscular, I don't like it.
How do we ride it? Do we just get on it? Can I talk to it?
Well, you have to, okay.
I think I read about this. You do talk to it, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, I guess it helps.
She goes over and goes,
"Hello, I am Sandir Trundali, and this is my Lady Quilaith of House Serene.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, this is beautiful.
What is your name?"
So, I imagine that I was at least smart enough to put reins on them. Great. So, the language they speak is physical. You both understand a physical language, correct? Right? Yeah, I thought so. So, what you do is you put... You see how it's got that thing in its mouth? If you what you do is you get on the back of it, like I am.
I'm gonna say he does. He, like, awkwardly, like...
No, you gotta sit.
Gets it, and, like, one leg up.
Alright, now take... hold on to the reins. Great. And now we're gonna... you get up here with me.
Okay.
Alright. And now just a very, very...
Yeah!
Oh, no.
He, like, wham! And then goes... And begins to charge off.
We follow him.
The whole time I'm terrified. I'm like latching on to you.
You guys are going pretty much as fast as you can down this road.
I'm screaming.
You're going south, right?
Yes. Right.
Okay. Let me see if anything happens.
If depending on how far these towns are, I don't want to stop at the next town.
Okay.
I want to at least go through one.
Okay. So I'm gonna say you guys ride the rest of the day. And come to a town closer to the evening, but blow right past it. Still heading south. So you ride, and pretty much the entire day, and you ride the horses pretty hard throughout the entire day. Like, you take breaks in between, let them walk a bit, but you basically ride for half an hour, break, ride for half an hour, break, and you go all day. You eventually come to a canal. It's the canal that you guys rode down to get to the lake, and you eventually see the canal. You're like on a hill, and you can look down, and there's the canal, and there's traffic on the canal and stuff like that. You were going south and probably a little west, so there's the canal, and you can see off in the distance, if you guys are on the hill, the canal is down in front of you, and off to your right, you see in the distance there's the wall. So there's a large wall off that way, which marks where civilization is. So that's where you guys are. What do you guys want to do? And, I mean, it's basically sunset, so like the sun is setting. It's going to be dark here in a little bit.
The canals are the ones that are across, right?
Yes.
Is there that one canal down from the middle?
There's this one here.
That one there.
So you guys are basically right about here. You are almost into Landwich Falls, but not quite.
We're trackable at this point.
I know.
So the water wouldn't be a poor choice.
No, it'd probably be our best choice, and Deer and I both.
I believe this will be fine.
Right, so we can trade off on who knows what they're doing. So I don't know what I'm doing in the water, you don't know what you're doing in the horses. And so we'll just put our pride aside, and I'll let you tug me.
Okay.
How do I do this? How do I...
Well, you see, we'll go get a boat, and... ride it down the canals.
It's boat. B-O-A-T, boat.
Where? Do I need to go steal a boat?
No, it should be fine.
there. We'll just go ask for one.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, so you guys ride down the hill. Mm-hmm. By the time you get down to the water's edge, like, you get close to the... It's pitch black. Mm-hmm. Anything you guys want to do? Do...
Probably send the horses back.
Okay.
That's nice of you.
They'll know the way home. They're smart.
They're smart horses.
Sandir, like, has the horse in the face. He goes,
"It has been a pleasure knowing you. Thank you for your assistance."
The horse is like...
It looks it if you rub its nose. Like, it's the long part. You just... Yeah, shake your hand and just move it up. Yeah, right, just like that. You see, he likes you. He likes you.
He, like, goes to, like... He, like, puts his hand out and the horse... Do I shake his foot? Goes down to...
Fine, just careful. Those hooves are awfully powerful.
He, like, touches it, and the horse, like, shies away.
I give him a nice, like, wrap on the back, both the horses.
Right, they go about 20 feet and then just start eating grass.
Yeah, they're tired.
Like they do.
Yeah, they had a long day. Well, I guess we should get ourselves a boat. Anything small would do.
Small and conspicuous, but somehow reliable.
Well, before we do anything, I feel like we need to, like, decide, like, where we're going, what are we doing. I told Sandir, kind of a plan of mine.
What?
Griff, I want to know if you're amenable.
What's your
you're
plan?
You're a person with feelings and stuff.
What's your plan? I'm listening.
Overthrow my father and take over as head of House Serene.
Right.
So we'll have to travel south.
Wait, what? So so in order to overthrow your house, we travel south?
Do I live south?
Here?
Southeast?
Where
west?
Would you lie? Okay, so the higher up you go, the more affluent the city becomes. So your family probably has a house in the fourth. Roll a d6. I'll see how many houses you have. Four. You have four houses.
Okay.
One is in Wavecrest.
Uh-huh.
One is in Grangebridge. Where are the other two?
Do I get to choose them?
Yeah.
And be advised that the further out from the city you get, the less fae there are.
Okay.
Definitely the less high fae there are.
I don't think we go very far out of the city. So we're in Grangebridge.
There's one in Grangebridge.
Wavecrest.
There's one in Wavecrest. That's your winter home here. There's a townhouse here.
You would definitely have a house.
You have, that's your, like, your ceremonial house.
Okay.
That's the one where, like, if the Dare and the Mab ever invite you into the Ivory Glade, that's where you stay.
That's where we stay.
All the high houses have places in the Ivory Glade.
And we probably have a house in Blackborough, but I've never been allowed to go to that house.
Okay. So your main house, then, is in
Grangebridge.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you have one in Wavecrest, one in Ivory Glade, Grangebridge, and Blackborough.
And right now, yeah, we're like a pierce. We're taking this canal in. Or
yeah.
Is it this canal?
Oh, it's this one.
This one, okay.
Yeah. Where are you from, Griff, when it comes to the city itself?
Like, where do I hear of?
Yeah.
I imagine...
A lot of these down here are like human boroughs and like human neighborhoods.
I imagine I'm a bit of a wanderer.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I'd imagine like Ashhaven.
Ashhaven? You grew up in Ashhaven?
But I mean, I was a child of the streets.
Yeah.
But
if you have any place, it'd probably be in Ashhaven.
Right. I've got like, maybe that's where my store is.
Yeah.
Like my storehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm with you, clearly. For whatever you're...
Don't act so enthusiastic about
it. Oh, I'm...
Is there something else that you'd rather be doing?
No.
Okay,
Where is Igli?
He left himself behind to distract the people when we were leaving.
Just his...
So the wardens have him?
Yes, and just, I believe, is with him.
Do they have him?
Probably.
They could. Perhaps.
That's a pretty safe assumption, I think.
That's a pretty safe assumption.
So, what we need is somewhere... to regroup. If we're gonna try and overthrow this house of yours, we need to go somewhere where we can think. Because right now we're thinking on the run, and all we're thinking about is running.
Okay.
Sandir, I know a thing or two about the fighting clubs, but I don't know as much as you do. Do you know of any of the fighting clubs where we might be safe?
We could always go to my father's school.
Now, would we... I mean, sure, we might have physical protection there, but can we hide there? Will no one tell anyone that she's here?
Well, as long as we don't put her out in the practice yard, the pond, that is, then perhaps no one will see her. It's a good complex, the Chindale School. We can certainly hide there.
Where is that?
I'm going to say you guys have a map.
Sure.
He says it is right on the canal between Amsworth and Branstead.
It's on the canal in Amesworth.
So we'd have to take the canal south and then the canal.
And then we'd hit the main canal and go west.
So basically the outskirts of Great.
Yes, we'd take the same path you took to get to Wavecrest.
Back that way.
So we'd be going through the thick of it.
We would be going through the thick of it, right? Sandir, I don't often put my trust in people. I'm asking right now, can I trust you that this is a safe place?
It's the safest place I know of.
I do believe that you and I want the same thing here.
Yes, we do.
Just to protect her.
Yes, we do.
Then we should go there.
All right, then. That's where we'll go.
We're gonna roll... This is basically to travel there.
Okay.
So what I want you guys to do is... Who has the highest deception?
Me.
Or she does.
Obviously.
Yeah.
How do you guys want to do this? If you want to steal a boat, you can steal a boat.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to deceive your way onto a boat, you can deceive your way onto a boat. I'm going to say that it's going to take three rolls to get to there. So we're going to go through and see which rolls we do, and... I'm going to roll against you guys to see what happens with it.
I would like to roll stealth.
Okay.
To see that we're unnoticed.
Okay, so one of them, let's say the middle part of it is the stealth to be unnoticed.
Yeah.
What's the first one?
I think we should deceive our way onto a boat. All right,
you're going to deceive your way onto a boat.
Which works with my plan too.
Which then means we're going to stealth your way.
Yes, but I get to add two to my stealth rolls when we're in crowded places.
That's true. And what can Sandir do? Basically nothing. In this situation. So it will go deceive, stealth, and I will roll for Sandir to get you to the last.
Sure.
The last place.
Okay. So deceive.
All right. So roll your deceive.
You're so much faster at this than I am. Alright, so +4.
+4. Oh my gosh, that's pretty good. Let's roll against it. Okay. What boat are you trying to deceive your way onto?
End of episode. Thank you for listening to Warda. Warda was created by Ali Grauer and Drew Merzieski. You can learn more about the world at welcometowarda.com. You can also support what we do by joining us on patreon.com/whimsyartifice. The players are Nathan Thompson as Igly Twitchwiggler III, Kate Booth as Gist, Bill Gordon as Griff Hood, and Mary-Kate Arnold as Kalaith Serene, featuring the voice of Eli Kurtz as Sandir Chindale. The music for Warda was written by Arnie Parrott. He can be found at atptunes.com. Additional music was provided by Kevin MacLeod, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. You can find out more at incompetech.net. Warda is a proud part of the One Shot Podcast Network. Other fine One Shot podcasts include...
Campaign is an Edge of the Empire actual play show that's nominally about Star Wars, but actually is just three men and a baby in space. Join Kat Cool as she attempts to tell a coherent Star Wars story around some Chicago improvisers.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening.